You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A slap in the face of good governance that puts our health and environment at great risk. That's what my next guest has to say about President Trump's proposed budget cuts to EPA funding. The White House wants to basically zero out the budget for the EPA's vehicle lab in Ann Arbor. Just what is this lab and why should we care how it's funded? Dave Cook is a senior vehicles analyst in the Clean Vehicles Program with the Union of Concerned Scientists, and he is with us now via Skype. Dave, why is cutting funding to the EPA's vehicle lab such a bad idea?
There's two main reasons why cutting funding to the vehicle lab is really problematic. You know, there are two roles it plays. On the one hand, it's the watchdog for every vehicle that is sold to American consumers. So, you know, it's responsible for certifying that the fuel economy, you know, matches the label so consumers know what they're getting, and it's responsible for ensuring that each vehicle meets, you know, appropriate pollution controls. On the other hand, it also is responsible for a lot of the fundamental research in the automotive space that folks like myself, who don't have access to $1 million facility, you know, millions of dollars of research equipment, can then use and really try to understand what's going on in this space.
So it's important for consumers and auto companies.
Exactly.
Exactly what is happening at that lab? We drive by it in Ann Arbor and see this laboratory space, this EPA space. But what is actually going on there?
There's a wide range of activities going on there. They do a lot of testing on a dynamometer, which you can think of as basically a treadmill for a car. So it simulates what a vehicle would act like on a road, but they can do it in a controlled environment. And so you have repeatable tests, and that's how you get these sort of standardized test procedures, and that's how you make sure that, you know, each vehicle is meeting the required emissions, et cetera. So it's got a large number of these test cells, and so they're constantly churning out new data, making sure that each vehicle that's sold is meeting its appropriate checks. It's also, though, doing, you know, there's a lot of number crunching that goes into and a lot of modeling work that draws upon this data that they're collecting so that we can, you know, look at regulations for the future and think about where technology is heading, you know, and how we can continue to improve the technology development and increase that, you know, general knowledge base.
And that, because it's the EPA, it is, in essence, of the public, as opposed to maybe people who would say, well, why can't the auto companies do these tests?
Exactly. And actually, you know, the funding for the lab is, so when it comes to the tests on, you know, the sort of the regular, the emissions controls, they spot check vehicles. They already do not have the funding to check the 1,000 different configurations of a vehicle that hits the lot. They already only check between, you know, 15% and 20%. And a lot of this testing is already being done at manufacturers. And then what you see is, you know, how you have instances like Ford having to adjust its labels because its test results didn't match what EPA had. And so, you know,
or that little issue with Volkswagen and the cheating on its diesel emissions.
Exactly. And that is a perfect example of actually that required additional like on-road testing to actually verify what was going on. You know, they had figured out a way to game the standardized lab tests. And instead, what it took was additional complementary testing that we would like to see more of, but is actually much more time consuming and more expensive. And so this budget goes in the exact opposite direction, you know, where we should be promoting even more rigorous testing, which does require more resources. You know, this budget goes in the opposite direction.
Seems to me that the president's budget is calling for the vehicle lab to be funded almost totally by fees charged to the industry.
Yeah, that's the proposal in there. But in effect, EPA already collects some of these fees, and it's up to Congress to appropriate them. And to date, they have not appropriated them back to the lab. And instead, those fees have been used toward general deficit reduction. So the fund is upwards of like $300 million in fees that should have, you know, that in principle was designed to go to the lab. and is now, you know, is just held in the general budget. And what the current proposal is to increase that fee so that it covered all of the costs. But there's no guarantee. It would still require Congress to appropriate that. And obviously, history shows that they have not and would likely not. And that would effectively shut down the lab.
Now, you say cuts to this vehicle lab, EPA's vehicle lab, would really hobble auto companies' ability to put out the best new products and mess up rollout times?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a big concern, is that you would have two potential consequences if you significantly reduce the resources and staff at the EPA lab. You know, it would just take longer for a vehicle to get certified, because now you have fewer people, fewer resources being able to test the same, you know, meet the same benchmarks, or the benchmarks would be reduced. And that would be a terrible outcome, but it could become that the EPA is more of a rubber stamp for the industry. And obviously, when you have an industry that has issues like Volkswagen, you have the label cheating of Hyundai Kia, you know, you have ongoing issues with Fiat Chrysler, that's exactly what the American public would not want.
And is that why we really haven't heard the auto companies speaking out in favor of keeping the funding for the vehicle lab?
The few quotes that I've seen from the auto industry has been like, we don't want to do anything that would increase certification time. And, you know, having a standard process that all automakers have to meet, you know, promotes a level playing field. And so we would expect that the auto industry wants to make sure that all of its companies are abiding by the same strict rules. And a rubber stamp process would, you know, adversely impact that level playing field. You know, you have people who would try to take advantage of the situation. So from pure competitiveness reasons, we would have expected them to really push for maintaining a strong, rigorous process and a strong lab.
We know the president's budget is a proposal, and what actually happens depends on Congress. So what's at stake here?
We're hopeful that this is not in any way what gets past Congress, but the real issue is that this is a signal in exactly the wrong direction. You know, we need to be bolstering our safeguards, not reducing them. And the fact that the president's budget is pushing in the wrong direction is problematic in general. But obviously, we hope that Congress makes the right decision.
Dave Cook is with the Clean Vehicles Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. Dave, thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.